say you've been having trouble studying for your exams, and I think you just told me that you've avoided doing it for some time. And I know that you're afraid that you might even fail these exams now, and that's because you don't know yet that there might be one way that you can still make it. Now, I know that you've done some studying, and I know that there are things that you already know about. Just like you know that there are things that you don't know yet. And I don't know what it is that you don't know. But I do know that you don't know. You don't know fully one thing. And I know that is of tremendous importance to you right now. And that is that you've been through many learning experiences in the past. And some of them you're actually incredibly curious about. Like you learned to ski in no time at all. And you probably don't know where that pleasure came from. Strapping a piece of wood onto your feet and throwing yourself off a mountain, how can that be fun? And yet, it really is fun to feel the rush of the wind, that cold, wet snow. And sometimes, it's even sunny, but the best part is how inside you feel being at the bottom and looking at that great big mountain, and you tell yourself, well done, you did it. You didn't think you could beat that mountain, and yet you did. And you can take that pride and you can add it to your own enthusiasm for skiing, because the challenge makes it all much more worthwhile. And you like challenges, don't you? Well, now you really have a challenge ahead of you. And this one is about as big as a mountain. You didn't think you could make it safe to the other side. But then, you know you've made it down countless mountains in the past, and many of them were much taller and steeper than this one. And I wonder, what will motivate you to get back to just reading your notes, reminding yourself of what you do know? Will it be seeing your calendar on the wall that will make you think how pleased you will be when you finally conquer this mountain? Or perhaps it's the actual thrill of the exam itself, the ability to show everyone that you are up to it. Maybe it's just when you head to bed that you decide to pick up your notes and glance through them for a while. It's okay to stay up an hour longer. You're young enough, after all. And I don't know in how many ways you can discover the pleasure of beating that mountain for yourself. And there's so much information to remember that I really don't know how much you'll remember to forget about the problems you've had. Because when you remember the things that are important, the information in your notes, to do well in the exams, you can forget about all those other things that stand in the way. And you don't have to remember to forget. Just forget to remember the problems, and you'll remember the only things of importance are the information you need for the exams. And you can forget all about the rest when you remember about those things. And remembering that now, you can forget all the things you don't need to remember anymore. Just like your car keys, they're always where you need to find them. We don't always have to remember where they are until you need to look for them. Now, there's really not that much that I can say. Because really it's up to you now to think about your own reasons for wanting to pass this exam. You see, you're a bright young man, and you've done these things in the past. You've overcome so many different things, and sometimes you just have to remember to look back on your past and remember the things you've done well. Because when you do that, you'll figure out that you're not just a smart person, but you're actually someone who's really worthwhile. You've pulled your weight in this team relentlessly. And this is just another little hurdle that you can get through and really make a difference. Because it makes a difference to us how you make a difference in your own life. So the question for me to ask you right now is, in how many different ways are you going to get back to what you've been doing before, only this time making sure that you're prepared properly so that you have all the things you need to in order to be able to achieve the absolute best result that you can.